Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth Sherman is our guest, our good friend, 12-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, one of the top communication experts in the galaxy, and she's our good friend. Ruth, thanks again for being here.
I'm so happy to be with you, Jim, and I love your book, by the way. Everybody should have it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, okay, we're talking about dealing with a crisis, folks, and being prepared. Not walking around, you know, fat, dumb, and happy like nothing's ever going to happen to you. Because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, isn't it, Ruth?
It is just a matter of when. And as we said earlier, it can also provide an opportunity for the small business owner to go and into the press and into the media and online and talk about the crisis in a way that sounds like they know what they're talking about and gives them credibility. But we were talking before about how they can prepare and maybe what should be in place.
And help us with training our employees, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because especially key employees... if we're not at the office and a reporter walks into the building, they're liable to stick a camera in and a mic in front of one of our employees.
Yes, look, in large companies, there are lots of people who can be spokespeople, right? And the CEO certainly has a place on the platform and has to be somewhat the face of a company, but if there is a spokesperson, again, in a big company that is better suited to deal and better prepared to deal with the press and digital environments, then that's the person who should be the day-to-day face and perhaps at the same time put the CEO and his or her team in the position of working the problem out, because that's what they do best, bringing them in at opportune and appropriate moments, again, to show up and show that they care. But in a small business, Jim, we both know the CEO or the founder or the president or the leader, the owner, is the face of the company. There is no one else. Mm-hmm. That person has
Part of the training may be that they need to say, you know, I'm the assistant manager. I'm not comfortable asking these questions. Would you please talk to my boss?
Absolutely.
In other words, maybe that's part of the training.
That's part of the training, but the boss has to be ready. You know, it's one thing to get the call and throw it to the boss.
Oh, no. I'm saying that person is going to be ready. I'm just saying if I haven't got to work yet and they show up in my business, you know, I want the employee to know how to hand it off.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you're absolutely right. So in terms of the chain of command and how things should be filtered, have that plan in place. You get a call. Here's who you pass it along to. You never speak to the press directly. You never comment to the press. This is advice that I give to my clients regularly. Make sure that the right person is speaking to the press. The second thing is that you don't have to hop on the phone right away. You can, if you're the boss and the call has been forwarded to you, you can give it a few minutes to think about things.
Right.
I think one of the big mistakes that people make is they feel pressure to talk right away, and it's important to be on top of it and to be
could I say, you know what, this has just come up, I'll have a statement very soon.
Absolutely.
You say that?
And you say it with a sense of urgency.
Yes.
Right? You say, I understand it. This is what we, again, another type of
But I need to, I need to make sure I understand what's going on. I will have a statement soon. Stand by.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, I'll get back to you in X amount of time.
But also, stay off of social media, right?
Well, certainly stay off of it unless you know what you're doing. You know, they're again, those holding statements can be very effective on social media as well, and you've got to have that piece of it in place. You know, what we find here is certainly it's an emotional time. It can create fear, and we all know what happens when decisions are made emotionally and with fear. They're not good decisions. The results can be devastating, and it can mean the difference between a business being able to weather that storm, as you said earlier, or cave.
And I'll tell you something, folks. Somewhere in America, right now, more than once, one of the 28 million small businesses in America is or more is experiencing something like we're talking about. Now, that's one or two or three in 28 million, so that's a low percentage. But you know what? To those people, that's 100%.
It's 100%. And then finally, Jim, people have to revisit this planning regularly. They can't necessarily just do it once and expect it to work. It's got to be, I would suggest, a quarterly review with the team to make sure that everybody's on the same page, everybody knows what the procedure is, print out a standard operating procedure, an SOP, on this type of thing when the receptionist or whoever, again, answers the phone or the manager gets the call, exactly what
you know,
the next move is.
And, you know, speaking of all that and speaking of social media, I know of a situation around here where things got out of hand on social media. There wasn't any press involved, but social media, and there was it rippled through a community, and a business got because they didn't handle it properly on social media. I mean, this was a full on nightmare on social media, and the media wasn't even involved.
Exactly.
How about that?
You know, we're in a whole new world,
yeah.
Not only the geopolitically, but digitally. So
you
got
to be
really,
careful. It can impact your business. Hey, Ruth, good job today. Well done. Come back soon.
Oh, I will. Thanks for inviting me.
I need your website, and tell us again what you do for your customers.
Oh, absolutely. My website is ruthsherman.com. Please go there. There's lots of good information. You can subscribe to my e-zine and download some great free videos, training videos. I work with CEOs, celebrities, and public figures on speech and media. So if you got something to say, and you don't know what to say, and you don't know how to say it, give me a call.
She's the best. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.